All right, this is Verbal Vomit. This is Kitty Anarchy.
I'm Ben Chaos.
Thanks for listening.
We'll be back after the lock of songs. Yeah, I'm on.
Down! the times are tough. I can't take it no more. I'm packing up my bags. I'm heading out the door.
controls that you know. Till the spirit new sensation takes hold, then you know. Till the spirit new sensation takes hold, then you know.
Oh, welcome back to Verbal
My name
Vomit.
My name is
Slim Shady.
Slim Shady. You're messing up.
Tiki Slim Shady.
Actually, this is not the...
I know, yeah. Of course, because I only get original stuff. I only listen to freaking Kraftwerk instead of, like, hip-hop or early rap.
It's not even Kraftwerk.
I know this is not craft work. I'm doing a different analogy. I just skipped ahead a little bit for you.
Okay, let's talk about what we heard on this block of music. We started off with Ice-T doing Shut Up, Be Happy, even though that was Jello Biafra on vocals. Crystal Castles with Lovin' and Caring. After that was Claude Coma and the Ivies doing Minimum Wage. Wrapping it up was Joy Division doing Disorder.
Yeah.
We got some late breaking news about our special guest. They will not be in tonight. Unfortunately, LaBeast, they had some personal family matters to take care of tonight. And we're going to reschedule with them on a future Verbal Vomit show. So stay tuned for that. But that doesn't necessarily mean you have to close this tab. You can keep it on and listen to us in the background while you're doing your porn surfing.
And also, tonight, the Mormons are doing their last residency at the Redwood. We're going to go try to catch them after the show.
Oh, I'm sure. They won't be on until like maybe. What time did they go on when you saw them, Jeremy?
Actually, I think they go on like around 9:30 or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you gotta kill my high for? Why do you have to
I knew. It's just Dave never believes me.
Because like I used to work at the Redwood.
Because
and no,
I'm stubborn.
And no Redwood
oh, that's
show
right.
has ever
there.
Started on time. I mean, when I went to go see La Bestia on Sunday, they didn't start the show until well after 10 o'clock, but they rushed through each band. It was kind of crazy.
Does any show ever start on time? I mean,
if a show starts on time, that's a miracle in itself.
It's a miracle.
Yeah. So I think we're going to be all right.
Actually, shows start on time at the House of Blues. One time I went to go see, I forgot who me and Jen were going to go see. And I'm like, shows never start on time. They're already over. It was already over. Like by the time we got there, it was like the last song or something.
Yeah.
So if you're going to House of Blues and the ticket says 7:30, it starts at 7:30. Don't go at 9 expecting to still see your band.
Yeah.
So just a little tip. A little Verbal Vomit tip.
In other words, keep your ass informed, bitch.
Love a tip.
All right. Now we're going to talk about some recent news that's been going on in this world.
He just came.
I just did. Now, this is maybe a little old, but to us it's still new because it's still...
Well, we haven't talked about it.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it. It still burns our toast. Casey Anthony was found innocent.
Everyone hates her, and I mean, I don't know what there is really to say. Like, everyone hates her, and even, like, one of the jurors was concerned when the names were going to be released, and she was already planning to move away with her family. Like, they already, like, packed everything and just waiting to bail because they knew that America was going to, like, try to lynch them or something.
That's the one thing I don't understand. This was one case that was tried by the media. She was already guilty before the trial even started. And, you know, I guess...
Actually, I don't know if I'm still burnt. I'm kind of cooling off now. Maybe that's how the jurors felt because it's just, like, she never said, I mean, the part that I do think is fucked up is how she got everyone to do this stupid manhunt.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of fucked up. And to cry, still, like, to lie. Like, all the things she did after, I guess it's like the whole tangled web. Like, I have a web on my elbow, and I know that means I killed someone in jail or something, but I've never been in jail, and I haven't killed anybody.
No, that's actually if you have a teardrop on your face.
Well, I thought the spider webs that each line is, like, But anyways, what it reminds me of, because I'm a pretty honest person, but to a point that it's a fault at times instead of like a whatever quality. But anyways, one of the things that my spider web reminds me of is just like the tangled web you weave. And to me, like, I don't have time to like think up complicated schemes and stuff like that. Because of that lie or that whatever, like, it got crazy. And I heard now she's going to be civilly sued for the money spent on the man hours.
Well, they want to
actually serve, that's a racist word. I mean, man hours is a gender
discrimination.
Oppression word.
So what they want to do is they want to sue her for all the time and effort. Plus, there's a lady who she said was the one who actually kidnapped her.
Oh my
her.
God, they still run her name and she can't get jobs and shit?
Yeah.
Like, that's who should be getting the money. That's who really got screwed over, like, this time.
Yeah. That's how, and it's funny because it was like, what I think happened, you know, maybe she did. I mean, there's no conclusive evidence saying that she killed her daughter, but maybe what happened was
they admitted it. Didn't the, like, her mom admitted it? Like, yeah, like, oh, our bad. Like, she did drown, but we didn't kill her, but we just freaked out and we helped her hide the body and this, all this stuff. So now the tangled web, they got everyone. And like, how much did it cost the state just to let her go innocent? At least make her like,
It must have been in the millions.
Make her like clean some houses or like clean the highway or something, like for the rest of her life, community service, something.
That's never going to happen. when she got out of jail, did she hightail it to California? Supposedly she's back in Florida. Wherever she's at, I don't really give a shit. I mean,
and how is she ever going to get a job?
She doesn't have to worry. She can just tell her story for like to Lifetime Television.
Who's I do want to buy and possibly read? I would say possibly read because I'm a lazy reader. But
you can buy a Kindle or you can buy one of those audiobooks.
I don't know about audiobooks. I've never tried it. I think I tried it once. It was like really boring.
It's just somebody reading a book.
Yeah, I tried
it. You might get Bob Saget
or Robert De Niro. Hypnotizing CDs. I would read them. I would hear them when I was driving, and I'm just like, dang, this is boring.
Would you spontaneously start clucking like a chicken?
Yeah, that's what I bought them for. So anyways.
But, you know.
No. I have someone to talk about. The autobiography, that girl, Amy Smart.
Oh, yeah.
Is that her name? No, that's a different kidnapper girl, huh?
Oh, that's the one who was kidnapped. The one who was held captive for 18 years. Yeah.
What's her name?
J.C. Dugard.
That's the guy.
No, that's the girl. It's J.C. Dugard. I don't know what the guy's name is. But yeah, I have a big fancy computer right in front of you, so you got to check it.
I still can.
Yeah, you still can. I don't know. She sold her story. I think.
Oh my God! Number one bestseller.
You know, with
can you blame anyone for wanting to buy that shit? I want to read that shit.
What really irks me is how she just went completely under the radar in that guy's house for over 18 years.
With tents in the backyard and parole officers visiting him every month, that's pretty...
Don't you think you should inspect the property? J.C. Dugard.
They did horse therapy to reconnect with family. One of the therapists I used to work with left to go actually do some, like, horse rehabilitation. No, like, I don't know what they call it. I guess horse therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess horses have
It sounded like you said whores.
Yeah, well, whores, too. They have a deeper connection that normal people don't have.
Wow. So it's a therapeutic environment.
It's very healing, I heard.
Very, very healing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would ever try horse therapy, but
hey, it's good enough for J.C. Dugard.
Well, I haven't been in prison for 18 years by a guy who was viciously raping me and molesting me while his girlfriend
and impregnated you with your two daughters.
My two daughters.
Oh, that's
I mean, how do you, I mean, I know she loves her kids, but I wonder if there's times where she goes.
No, she's an amazing person. I was watching one of her interviews and. You know, she said that she can't be angry because then he's going to take more time away from her and that she values her life so much. And it's like, dude, like, if anyone is the face of optimism and tenacity and surpassing all odds and fucking that chick is, dude, like, freaking, I'm surprised she didn't freaking kill herself, like, in all that, all those years. And then that freaking bitch whore wife. Oh, my God. It's so fucking crazy.
Well, that's the one thing with that. She has a lot of tenacity for staying alive for that long and for not letting her get her really mentally screwed up.
Yes, I know. I mean, horse therapy, dude.
I mean, just like there was that case back in somewhere in Europe. I want to say Germany, but I know I might be wrong, where that guy had
I was just thinking about him. He had a whole tunnel system.
He had a whole tunnel system where he impregnated his daughter, and she had kids from him. So he was his father. So he was father.
He fathered some of the kids.
Yeah. So what do you call him? Grandpa. And she was the only one. Everybody else lived a normal life, you know. But that being said,
yeah.
Well, the whole Casey Anthony issue. She's never gonna. She can never realistically show her face out in public because it would be. Can you imagine just the amount of insanity that's going to happen? I mean, people were really upset when this verdict went down.
For real.
It went down to she was not guilty. I mean, the only thing she was guilty of was lying to the police. A lot of people
isn't like hiding a freaking dead body?
No.
Isn't that a freaking crime?
No. She was acquitted of all the charges because of the evidence. Because the prosecution didn't really have a strong enough case. It was mainly circumstantial. It was mainly, you know, like, you know, stuff. If they would have found this body in the beginning where it was actually located, where somebody had actually found it,
mm-hmm.
I think this case would be a lot different than it is now because they bypassed that area first, and it took somebody else to find that body. You know, where somebody goes, "Well, I swear the body was there before," you know, where people would dismiss it, you know, and that's another thing, you know. How are you gonna? We live in a system where supposedly you're presumed innocent before you're guilty. You're presumed that you're innocent before they find you guilty. But in the system, you're guilty before you're presumed innocent. And
I wish that we lived in those because my mom watches those like Mexican news, and right there they show news from like all Latin America, not just Mexico, and especially not just the United States. And vigilante justice, dude. Some people, like, they'll have them on camera, freaking, like, this is the man that was accused of raping this one kid, and you just see the freaking crowd just fucking kicking his ass, and it's just like, yeah, like,
but what is that?
When do you often see that? Like, you never see that, because over here it's just like, oh no, like, they have rights too.
It's not that. That's a mob mentality. I mean, how about
that? That's like, fucking badass, but, dude. Okay, but how do
you know?
But,
you know, okay, that being said, how about if it's the wrong guy? How about if it's the wrong guy?
Oh, my God. Chances are.
How about if it is the wrong guy? You know, there are people who are innocent.
Let's agree to disagree.
You know?
Okay?
But I'm
pro-vigilante justice.
If you want to be pro-vigilante.
I just said I am.
Okay. If you want to be pro-vigilante justice and you want to have that mob mentality, go right ahead.
Okay, I am.
I like the system that we have, you know.
Yeah, it's really working.
Well, it works for a lot of people.
Look at the recidivism rate of prison system. It's not rehabilitation.
It doesn't work. Whoever says going to prison is going to rehabilitate somebody, they're absolutely wrong. It doesn't rehabilitate somebody. It just makes
them
into a
better criminal. That's the excuse they give it.
No, that's because that's the excuse they have to properly take people and put them in a prison system that is overcrowded, that takes more money out of my pocket than it should. You know, when you criminalize stupid things,
life is just not fair.
You know, that's how you get dumb. That's how you get shit happening.
Why do the rich have tax breaks?
Because they're rich. Because they can buy their
way
out of
anything. But that makes no sense. I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Life's not fair.
I mean, it's...
Let's just accept it and move on. Let's talk about Amy.
Accept it. All right, well, let's switch gears with Amy Winehouse. She passed away this Sunday. And,
Were people really surprised or no? I don't think a lot of people were surprised, unfortunately. Or sadly, I don't know.
I think, I mean, it did catch people off guard. Her last performance was videotaped, I think, somewhere in the...
She always looks like shit, though.
I think it was, I want to say Austria or Germany.
I liked her beehive, though.
Well, that was
trademark.
That was a tribute to the Ronettes.
I wonder if she, like, washed it or she just kept it, because that would be, like, a bitch to do, like, every day.
I'm pretty sure she
It was
would.
So big.
I'm pretty sure she would have it, like...
And look kind of tangled.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying, maybe she just kept it. You know. And use some, like, dry shampoo.
I mean...
People with dreadlocks don't wash their hair often.
People with dreadlocks don't wash their hair at all.
Yeah, they do.
They do?
Oh, my God. My friend Carly, she has dreadlocks.
Okay.
She takes showers. She washes her hair.
How did they get it so tangled? I mean, how did they get it the way it is?
You can talk to her hairdresser. Are you interested?
No.
Getting some dread?
No, it's okay. Few people can pull off dreadlocks. You know, your friend Carly can pull off dreadlocks. Keith Morris from Off can pull off dreadlocks. Jamaicans can pull off dreadlocks. There are just certain people just... I mean, I can't...
Did you know Bob Marley played soccer?
Yes, he was an avid football fan.
I didn't know. I've seen shirts that have him playing soccer.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It has the...
Now...
So they did her autopsy.
And they didn't find anything conclusive. They're waiting for the tox screen on that. But it's no surprise. They're going to find drugs in her system. I don't know if she OD'd. I think what may have happened, I think her body just gave out, you know? I mean, years of drug abuse takes a toll on your body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was doing crack cocaine. She was doing cocaine, ecstasy, and then various other, you know, pills. And it takes a toll on your body after a while. You, your liver can...
It ages you. She was 27.
Have you seen those police photos of meth addicts?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I was watching Faces of Meth, it's called, if you go online.
Yeah, I've seen that too. Faces of Meth.
Let's add links, like, but this time for real.
Well, then write it down.
Faces of Meth. Anyways, Faces of Meth, like, this police department or sheriff's department started putting down the booking photos of people, like, before and after they would, you know, years of using methamphetamines, and it fucking fucks you up. That's one reason. It's the mold. How do you pronounce that? MULTNOMAH.
Molanoman?
Molanoman.
County sheriff.
And it's in Oregon. So anyway, so they started noticing that people were, like, really looking a lot different. Like, it fucks up your hair. And then it says, like, how many months later. And some of them is, like, not even that long. Like, you scroll on it and it'll show you. Look, that's 3 months later. The first guy, Faces of Meth, what is it, .us?
Yeah.
Dude, it's so crazy.
Well,
2.5 years later, it's like she ages. Like, how much do you think? Like, how much is that?
I don't know. She must be wet in her early...
No, but it ages you how much? Like, here she looks like 18. No. Maybe like 25. 28.
I don't know. But
right here, she looks like what? Like 57?
She looks like in her 50s or 60s.
It's...
she looks
freaking
haggard.
Nuts. So, well, that, anyways, well, you know, that meth fucks you up. Did she do meth? Is that what we were talking about, meth?
That's... No, but she did a lot of hard drugs. And it does age your body a lot. I mean, with these Faces of Meth pictures, and you get people who start, and 3 months later, they look like they've been on that shit for years. You got people who do it for years, and they progressively get worse.
There's also a good documentary called The Most Dangerous Drug in the World. You can get it on Netflix if you have it. Netflix is awesome. And it basically talks about how, you know, the whole history of it. And was it Korea? I think they use it, but it's not like a secret, because it would get people, like, to work more. And that one Asian lady from The View is the one that does the documentary. And
Lisa Ling.
Yeah, and I guess it's all coming from Mexico now, since all the stuff got... all the ingredients got banned, or, like, it's harder to get. So now the Mexican coke, like, system, like, kind of like the Underground Railroad, like, they have a whole, like, system of how to distribute.
Well,
they're just using meth, that one, to distribute meth now. And it's more potent because, how you say it, it's done in labs instead of a bathtub, or however they do it.
Well, it's professionally done.
Professionally done.
You got to realize, meth is out there a lot. I mean, just like with, like, cocaine and heroin and all these other drugs. Like, you know, ecstasy doesn't come in the U.S. It's imported from around the world. You know, just like heroin doesn't really come from anywhere else but Afghanistan, mm-hmm. or, you know, or Southeast Asia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the Mexicans using their tunneling system, they can smuggle marijuana, cocaine, meth, anything virtually that people that American wants to wait its beacon, it's pretty much going to be readily available by Mexico. Which is kind of funny if you think about it. Mexico is like our pimp when it comes to drugs.
Yeah.
You want drugs? Where do you go to? You go to Mexico. You don't go to Canada.
Afghanistan.
You know, you don't take a trip to Afghanistan or Turkey and bring back some hashish. You go to Mexico. for all.
Oh,
that,
yeah, so
for,
convenient.
Yeah, so convenient.
Because they're so corrupt and close and poor.
And you know what's funny? With speaking of that, of Mexico, real quick, the I guess the director of tourism is trying to. It came over to the United States to try and win us over to go visit Mexico, get tourists to go, since you know tourism has taken a hit. And what they're saying is only 3% of the drug all the drug activity that happens at 3% of the country, which is somewhere where nobody tours, like you know stuff like Mazatlan or Cancun.
Well, there's been shootings in those places because at least those places were safe at one point, but now even those places aren't safe. So people are just like,
well, that's true.
And the tourism agency or whatever, whoever directs us in that realm, mm-hmm. came out and said to avoid certain areas. Oh, remember we were talking about that when Nayarit was on the point and I survived.
Oh, yes.
But I think if you're up in the mix, you're at more risk. But if you're not.
Yeah, I mean. If I go to Mexico, it's for leisure, not to go score fucking a kilo of cocaine. Although, I would have to make sure it's pure. All right, so we're going to take a little break. We'll be back after the flip side of this.
And also, you put the Faces of Meth link on the Facebook Verbal Vomit, so you can check it out for yourself.
We'll be back after this.
Don't tell me you lie. Don't make people cry. cutie and you wanna go, you're a little cutie and you wanna blow, I turn around and everything's slow, mo. You look good and yeah, I wanna phone, you got me thinking about the kitty and the man alive. You got me thinking about the kitty and the man alive. You left me standing in the middle of the room. A little sorry, baby, how'd you go? But looking good, I wanna let you know, and just before I gotta do it, so you got me thinking about the kitty in the middle of it. You got me thinking about the kitty in the middle of it.
A tu marido el ombligo, a tu marido.
Rabbit Show.
Give us a call at 1-800-893-9562. Chime in on what we're going to talk about. Let's talk about this block first. Yeah, why don't we? Start off the set with Blister in the Sun by Noel Vey. That's a kiddie pick. Actually, I like that pick. And it was because of Bridesmaids to pick that song.
Yeah. We didn't even know that song was out. Because we were watching it, but we've listened to them before. Well, you got me into them. They're really good.
After that was Nedco Case and Nick Cave doing She's Not There. You can find that, I believe, on this season's television. True Blood season 3, I think this season, whatever the fuck season this is. That's, I think, their opening number. After that was Kitty in the Middle by The Presets. Rounded out that set was La Bruja by Professor Angel Dust. So, apparently, my good friend Kitty has got a little something to say about something to say.
Oh, yeah. And just before that, I put the World's Most Dangerous Drug. You can watch it online. I put the link up on our Facebook. So you could watch that. You can watch it for free.
Good. I like Lisa Ling. I think she's hot.
Yeah. Drugs will make you do some crazy shit, and meth. I'm all for experimentation. I mean, you're not going to find out what you like unless you try it or not like, but meth is one that, the only one that I think I would say, like no.
Heroin, you would say yes to?
Heroin's like another one, but I think it's harder to find and it's more expensive. Meth, actually, because it's cheap.
Actually, heroin's pretty cheap nowadays.
I haven't heard that the price has gone down.
We had a couple of friends and I had a frank discussion about drugs.
Mm-hmm. And what happened?
And we were talking about how the price of cocaine and heroin has gotten cheaper where before, and it's more readily available than before. Like, meth is hard to find, you know, and
really?
Yeah,
I mean, meth is everywhere.
Like, you have to really, find it. I saw a couple of tweakers while I was waiting for the show to start while I was outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was this one dude, man.
No, they're in the hood. They're around. They're everywhere.
Yeah, I don't think I want to go to Big Little Smokey's house and get my meth there because you don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. I mean, it's a hot house, I guess.
Yes.
So anyways, I'm thinking about doing a segment of rants because I usually do have a rant about something. So why not share it with everybody? And some of them are controversial rants. I know to us. So anyways, my rant today is about having kids or not having kids because I don't have kids. And I feel that that's an expectation sometimes. And a lot of my friends have kids and they can't go out because of their kids. So even though I don't have kids, I'm still being burdened by them. I'm saying burden for myself. I'm not saying that they're a burden on their own families. I have nothing against them, but it's like, I didn't think it was going to be such a big deal not to have kids as it is, but it's kind of turning out.
Well, have you just thought of just not hanging out with people who have kids?
What do you think? Well, the thing is, a lot of them have kids, so it's like I have to make friends all over.
Well, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, but I do think it's a little selfish. I mean, the people who have kids, they have kids for a reason. If they can't go out, at least they're being a responsible parent, though it may affect your social life with them. They're being socially responsible by staying home and taking care of their little shit.
Yeah.
You know, but I get your point. Sometimes we do have friends who are single and do have kids, you know, and they make, you know. But that's a lifestyle. That's something they chose. You have no control over it.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Okay, that's a good word that I want to bring up. Lifestyle. Okay, so this is because of the lifestyle I wanted to live, mm-hmm. but it's still cramping my lifestyle.
Well, with that, I mean, you have to put yourself in a situation where...
No, I don't want to. I didn't put myself in a situation.
Well,
I'm not saying that they're not doing the right thing. I'm just resentful, I guess.
No, I'm not saying you got to put yourself in their situation. I'm saying,
oh, okay, sorry.
I'm saying I'm talking about you generally speaking. You got to if you have to make these choices later on. I mean, do you want to have friends with kids? Yeah, it's going to happen.
Oh, even if they're not your friends with kids, eventually they might turn into your friends with kids because they'll have a freaking kid.
But if they do
later
have,
on,
yeah. But if they do have a kid, I mean. Sometimes they can go out, sometimes they can't. I mean, that's why you always have a backup plan. You just don't rely on just generally one person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have friends that don't have kids. You know, the majority of my friends don't have kids. I myself have a kid, but they all understand that, you know, my family responsibility comes first than, you know, going out and having a good time. I'll be back, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. But I also have, you know, friends.
Well, you have kids.
Yeah. I also have friends that do have kids and they don't go out as much, but it's understandable. I will see them when I see them, you know. Mm-hmm. I just
think I need more single friends and, or like not single friends, but no single. No, I'm going to stick with single because single as in one.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything about relationship status. That's a whole different thing. But I single as in solitary, able to leave at any time, able to whatever. Because it's always like a big showdown. Like, who's going to watch the kid and this and this and that and what time? And it becomes so complicated. I'm just like, eh.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
Do you think it's an expectation? Because there's sometimes I'm just like, you know what? Should I just give in and have a freaking kid? And that way our kids can play together and that way it's something to do and everyone wants it anyway.
I don't know what people you hang out with, but if you don't want to have a kid, don't have a kid. I mean, it's just
a lot of people have kids that don't want kids anyway. So that's, yeah, well, that's, I don't think that's a like a make it or break it.
But that's their dumbass fault for having kids because they didn't want kids. You know, they knew.
It doesn't stop anybody from having kids.
But once that kid's there, you can't do nothing about it. You know?
Yep. And there you go.
And that's on that. And then it's up to them whether they want. You know, that's up to them. I mean, you can just.
Or maybe I should be more strict with my non having kids. It's like, oh, you're pregnant. All right, congratulations. All right, then I'll talk to you later because I can't be your friend now.
Well.
That's cold-blooded too.
That's going to be a little deal breaker. Do you have kids now or are you planning to get pregnant anytime soon? Because if so, you need not apply for my friendship.
Because I've been hurt so many times when I finally was like, yeah, we can, I found a friend. And then it's like, oh.
Yeah, but that's why you have
friends. Another one bites the dust.
But that's why you have friends. You don't just have one friend and just depend on that one friend to do everything with.
I have like two friends that don't have kids. The rest of them have kids. Go Jen and Talitha. Woo!
Oh, lest you forget your BFF. He doesn't have no kids.
Oh, yeah, Lewis. Lewis doesn't have kids.
He doesn't have kids, and he doesn't want kids.
But it's hard to be friends with the guy because I can't, like, one time I wanted to take him to a bachelorette party. You can't take him to a bachelorette party because he's a guy. Like, there's certain things that we can't do. Like,
I don't know. He might have
I can't be like, hey, let's go get a manicure.
You don't know. You don't.
I mean, asked him. I'm like, get a no polish one. Like it'll help. It'll help. Like just.
Well.
But he didn't want to.
That's his loss.
Yeah. So.
But you know whether they have. I mean whether.
I even thought of dressing him up as a girl.
It's not gonna work.
He'd make
a pretty hideous girl. Look at that. He has such a baby face.
Oh, I love baby faces.
But you know if. They do have kids. I mean, you can still be their friend. You got to come up with that expectation that if they're going to have a kid that, you know what, you can't, you know, oh, well, that's
actually,
just the way
I
it
do. This may lead into another rant because actually the relationship status does affect things because I was going to be like, woo, okay, yay, my friends, Jennifer, Talitha, and Lewis, right? Lewis, yes, like he's one of my closest friends because, yeah, like he doesn't have kids and he's not in a relationship and neither am I. So we can hang out more often. Jen is in a relationship, so I don't really see her that often. Talitha, she was in a relationship. Now she's out of a relationship, so now that she's out of it, I've seen her more often. So I'll have to think about where I stand on this, but it might be a relationship status thing too because it's hard to be friends with somebody who's in a relationship because that takes their time.
Yeah, it's...
So then it's like, are you single? Or are you going to plan not to have kids? And are you planning on not to get in a relationship so I can go out with you? And
it's like you're given the ultimatum. Okay, let's sit down for the interview process, please. Are you in a relationship? No. Do you plan on getting in a relationship? Yes. All right, well then next, you know, move it along. Nothing to see here. Same thing with the kid issue. your friends, the people who you choose to spend your time with,
It's harder to make friends as you get older.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. I don't know where. I don't know. Unless you're the old man in the shoe, then yeah, it's hard for you to make friends.
Hopefully, I'm not an old man in the shoe.
I hope not either. But it's not as hard to make friends. I mean, you make friends easily. You know, you make acquaintances.
Okay. Did you mean old man in the sea?
Yeah, that.
The Hemingway novel?
I was thinking of that, and I was thinking of the old woman you showed to you.
I just had to clarify that.
You see what one hit a pot does?
Yeah, there you go.
But
I still thought you were talking about the old woman in the shoe. I don't think I even read Old Man in the Sea. Yeah, what's the Old Man in the Sea?
Old Man in the Sea. It's just, that's all he is. It's just him in the sea. That's
how does he live out there?
In a ship. That's him in the sea. That's him and his wife. You know, there's good times.
See,
and there's
he's in a relationship. See, he couldn't be my friend.
You're in a relationship.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Friday.
Can you
go get on a date with
Oh yeah, but she's not my girlfriend.
No, I'm talking about your cat. That is like your boyfriend right there.
Chi-Chi.
Yeah, Chi-Chi.
Oh, I love Chi-Chi.
Okay, you're committed to him, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, no, I cheated on him already.
With who?
With Figgy.
Who?
Figgy Boo.
There's another cat?
Figaro, yes.
Figaro? Oh.
I brought him over. Chi-Chi hissed at him.
Well, either way, you're in somewhat of a relationship with that cat.
I don't know. It's so complicated. And then it's like, okay, my potential new friends or however. Oh, how am I going to make friends? You didn't say. All I was going to say is like, are you allergic to cats?
You go to parties, you start talking to people's other friends.
You ask someone for their phone number.
But there's nothing wrong with it. It's not like you're going, hey, why don't you give me your number? Like, hey, give me your number so we can hang out. Or, you know, we can grab some coffee.
Hey, let's hang out.
Drink,
let me have your number.
Yeah.
Like let me have your number? How do you ask it?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to show you how to ask for a number. You should know how to ask for a number.
I don't. That's why I'm socially awkward.
And now we delve deeper into the problem. You know, you just ask, you know, hey, you know, I like really talking to you. You want to hang out? Or
like the friends that I do have, I don't even know how, like.
Or maybe you should get more on social networking sites like Facebook or.
I think I need to do more stuff.
I think.
Well, yeah. I do stuff, but sometimes I go by myself, too.
Okay.
Like, if I can't find anyone to go, I'm like, I'm still going, and I'll go. Yeah.
Okay. It's like that. I mean, but you have to find activities to we do have a caller. You're on Verbal Vomit. What do you got to say? Hello? Almost there.
Almost there. Keep going.
We'll get you on right now. Oh, there it is. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, yes.
How can this girl have a radio show and have no friends?
Oh, how sad.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. And she does have friends.
I know a person that has a radio show and has thousands of friends. Good friends, too.
See?
Yeah.
Will you be my friend?
Yeah, I even make two flyers for you.
See?
I knew it. I knew it was Lee.
See?
I'm a friend. I'm listening to your show right now.
See, he's a friend. You know?
Oh, remember the I Love Lucy when she didn't have friends?
Friends of the Friendless?
Yes.
Now.
That's me.
Now, let me ask you this, Lee.
Yeah.
Okay, you obviously, you have tons of friends. I mean, are most of them single or do most of them have kids? Where is that?
I got friends that, you know, they got kids. They got friends that have been divorced, friends that are lesbian, friends that are gay, friends that are punk, friends that are and everything. I have friends everywhere.
And you...
How do you make friends?
She should tell her friends and go out there and tell them, you know, like, hey, I have a radio show, and you see how many friends you're gonna get all of a sudden.
I try that. I think I have that creepy guy factor when I talk to people. Because
I have a radio show.
Because I was talking to Jules from Sin 34.
I have a radio show.
That's exactly how I say it. I went up to Jules from Sin 34 and I asked her to be on my show. And she looked at Kitty and I like we were like stalkers or something. She was just like, hi. And that was it. You know?
She was cool. She was like, all right. Because at first I felt like that. I do feel like that. Like, just kind of like, I really like your stuff. Do you want to come on my show?
Hey, you know what? I know a place you guys might want to, like, I know, especially Kitty. You're going to come down tomorrow to the barricade. We're going to have a kickback, piñata hour kickback tomorrow. You should come down.
And this is
the barcade.
This is the barcade. This is off of Western, right?
Yeah, Blipsy Barcade over there in Vermont. There on Western.
Oh, Western.
Koreatown.
Yeah, I know. I live right around that area, so I know where that's at.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm there. And my goal is to make some friends.
Will she make friends at one of your parties, Lee?
Oh, definitely. Ask Jeremy. He's a witness.
Yes, Jerms?
Yeah, you guys weren't at the piñata party. It was huge.
No, unfortunately, I missed it.
It was huge and amazing music and tons of good people there.
See? Yeah,
okay, I'm there tomorrow.
Yeah. Just so you know, I'm throwing another piñata party, Volume 2. So you guys are welcome to come down. You know, you guys are on the VIP guest list.
Awesome. Mm. I think I did get my invitation for that the other day.
It's gonna be down on August 31st at La Cita.
I love La Cita. What date does that fall on?
It's gonna be on a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday. Okay.
So I'm gonna do a show that day, and then I'm just gonna run all the way down there. My friends are going to pick me up. They're going to carry me all the way down there.
Awesome.
Okay,
I got
cool.
So many friends, but they're just going to carry me. I don't drive anymore.
Oh, they carry you like on the...
Yeah.
I got so many friends.
It's just, I don't know what to do. So I tell them, just pick me up and carry me all the way there. And then
dang. That reminds me of like my grandma's funeral. They carried her coffin all the way through the streets. It's kind of like a live version of that. Yeah. Like, those are your friends carrying you.
Yeah, it is.
That's not, you know, especially when you die, like, all these people show up. People
yeah. See, maybe I should, I don't know, maybe, have a funeral party.
Maybe you should be like Fonzie in Happy Days and fake your death and then go to your funeral dressed up like Fonzie's aunt, but just...
Hey, yeah. But so going back to the subject about, like, I got kids myself.
Okay.
I got kids.
You do a lot of stuff, and you have kids.
I still rock it out there. I'm still playing drums, doing gigs, being a radio show, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's
the thing. It really depends on the person. If they're motivated to want to do things like Lee is, they're going to do it. If they're motivated like me, I don't do shit. I just sit at home and and work on this goddamn show, and and that's all I do. But it either way. You know, I have kids too, and I dedicate my time with. You know, I make time for my kids. I'm sure as Lee does. You know, but we're still able to rock our lifestyles, right?
You know? Yeah. And I mean, I was born like this. You know, like I sound
born
like
this
guy,
way.
But yeah, you know, like I knew myself, and I was like, but I want to be in a relationship, so I ended up, getting married and knowing myself very well. I've been married for like 15 years already.
You see, he's making it happen.
Oh my gosh.
He's making it work.
I thought, I seriously, for like the age I have, I thought I would already be like divorced, married and divorced at least twice or something.
How old are you?
35.
Oh, you're still good in the market.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you can hook me up on tomorrow.
Yeah, come down. We make it a challenge.
Oh, okay, yeah, challenge yourself to find somebody.
I talk about it on my show and you talk about it on your show, see how it went.
Okay.
We tell everybody how it went, so.
That's exactly what she's going to do tomorrow.
Okay, I am so there.
So if you come down too, Dave, you should come down.
I will most definitely make it out there tomorrow night, so I will be in the area. So I will pop my head in and say hello.
Buy a beer or something.
Awesome. You are speaking my language of beer. Thank you.
And I posted up the link to Lipsy Barcade. Okay. I'll be there. Lee will be there. Dave will be there.
Yeah, by the way, it's gonna start after 10. So if you go there around 9, it's like nothing going on. But after 10, I'm going to have about 4 DJs spinning stuff.
Woo.
Cool.
Okay.
Well, you got the video games there, so that's cool. So it'll keep you occupied for a while.
Bring some quarters.
Quarters.
Laundry or video games. I think video games are going to wear, and I can live with dirty laundry for a couple of more weeks. It's okay.
That's a pro talking.
Exactly. All right, Lee. Well, thanks a lot for calling in.
No problem, guys.
All right, see you tomorrow.
Later, Lee.
Bye.
Okay.
Yay, I'm excited.
Good. Now
I'm excited.
Now that you're excited, let's get on to Tonetta. I have to tell you about Tonetta.
Oh, yeah. Sounds funky.
Oh, man, this dude. I recently discovered Tonetta. I was surfing the net and came across this one song. And
Pressure Zone?
Yeah, Pressure Zone. And I was like, what the hell? So I thought it was just somebody faking it. But oh no, apparently he makes his own music. And I'm going to give you a little sample right here. As it starts.
Joking. poncho on a coat tonight. So men, whip it out.
All right, that's enough.
Make me bleed.
Well, she set up the next one, which is Hitler. That one's hilarious. But this dude is just like, he's like a total freak thing. And apparently he has a huge fucking following. So this is Hitler, if you play it right now. It's a little crazier. And there you go. I love how everything sounds the same. It's like you want to dance. Loved you. Yeah,
wow.
That guy is some next level shit right there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I shit you not, I watched all of his shit. He has a lot of videos up there. A lot. It took me a long time to watch them all, and I was addicted to this motherfucker.
Available on iTunes.
It's available on iTunes. On YouTube, and you can find them on iTunes.
I posted the link.
But you got to see the video.
Oh, yeah.
You got to see the video.
He talks about Lady Gaga. He talks about going poop. He talks about
Jesus. There's one called I Went Poop.
There's one called Jewish Girls.
Jesus. Drugs. Can't Wait to Make Love.
Metal Man. And every video is different, but all the songs virtually sound the same. They actually have that same fucking crazy
beat. I see here someone else did a remix of his song. Oh. It's the dubstep version of Pressure Zone.
Dubstep Tonetta.
Let's hear this. Let's hear the Pressure Zone. Okay, that's weird.
That's not very good.
That's not very good at all. That's
They could have made it better.
Yeah, but
show.
But this guy, he has weird. I mean, if you look up, I like Jesus. Jesus, I think, is my favorite one out of all of his whole thing that he does. And they're all lo-fi. Yeah, see how the music just sounds the same.
A load of things. This time he's gone to fall. A pecker in his mouth and a cock up his ass.
And a cock up his ass. So that's Tonetta. That is like that is my secret gem right now. That's who I'm into right now. So if people ask what you're into, I'm into Tonetta.
That guy's rocking a nice moose knuckle on this video.
Oh yeah.
What's a moose knuckle?
It's like the man version of the camel toe.
Oh, yes. Moose knuckle?
Yeah. You see a twig and some berries.
Twig and berries.
Twig and berries. But yeah, he is. He's one of those guys. I don't know if you ever heard of there's another artist that they're called Apollo, and he has a song out in Bill Maher's movie. What the hell is Bill Maher's movie's name? The documentary he did. He did a while back. One of his songs is featured on. There's a what the fuck's that song called? Oh, I Like to Party, and it's similar to Tonetta, but it's a little bit more overproduced and it sounds more club friendly.
What's his the other guy's name?
The guy's name's Apollo. Oh, there's a party in my pants, and everybody's coming. And he has a song called Saddam Hussein's a Gay Asshole, which I really like. You know, it's stuff like this that keeps the internet. I mean, I think if the forefathers of the internet knew what we were going to use this for, I think they'd be really disappointed in us. Because we look at viral videos all day and we watch porn. There's really no real use of the internet other than as a way to you know, to keep our imaginations going to see what the next thing is. You know, there it is.
Apollo Braun.
Apollo Braun. There's a party in my pants, and like
oh, only his, Hitler.
Yeah, his album that's out is called Number One in Iran, and
ooh, sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's a really good song, Party in My Pants. But well, we're watching
it. Let's see if we can.
Send me the link, Kitty, so I can play it.
Okay, got it.
And we're I think that I said it was Godless. Yeah, I believe it was called Godless. And it's I don't know why I find these things. I troll the internet looking for music like this. That's not it. You sent the right link?
This one, right?
Yeah. Weird. Yeah, so I troll around the internet looking for songs that are just mentally retarded and stuff that is just going to make you
mad. The other one was a tone-up video.
The other one was a Tornado dubstep that wasn't really a dubstep.
Remix.
The remix.
Excuse me. Or different remix.
Yeah.
Excuse me. There's a party in my pants and everybody's coming. There's a party in my pants and everybody's coming. There's a party in my pants and everybody's coming. There's a party.
I
like that one.
It reminds me of like the mid to early 90s like club kid scene.
Yeah.
The music sounds like that.
Exactly.
Like Party Monster shit.
Yeah, know? It's like watching kids.
Yeah.
Or Party Monster, exactly. But yes, that's the musical taste I have. Really,
I like it.
It's very diverse, and I don't make no apologies for it. I'll bring in some more shit music as I get it, because I'm always trolling the interwebs for music. On that note, we're going to take a little break. Yeah. We're going to take a little music break. So while we get ready, you're listening to Verbal Vomit, Dave Chaos and Kitty Anarchy. We'll be back.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room, staring at candles. Oh, that shit is on? Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window, investigating a joint for traps, taking my telephone for text. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind is playing tricks on you. I make big money, I drive big cars, everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights. That move that I ran off the block, or is it that nigga last week that I shot, or is it the one I beat for $5,000? Thought he had cane, but it was gold, not a flower. Reached under my seat, grab my papa for the suckers. Ain't no use in the line, I was scared than a motherfucker. Put the left in the Popeyes and bailed out quick. If it's going down, let's get this shit over with. Here they come, just like I figured. I got my hand on the motherfucking trigger. When I saw him, make your ass start giggling. Three blind, crippling, crazy senior citizens. I live by the sword. I take my boys everywhere I go, because I'm paranoid. I keep looking over my shoulder, peeping around corners. My mind is playing tricks on me. Day by day, it's more impossible to cope. I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning, I'm in service, praying for forgiveness and trying to find an exit out the business. I know the Lord is looking at me,
but yet and still it's hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Bang and get it over with, and then I'm worry free, but that's bullshit. I got a little boy to look after, and if I die, then my child will be a bastard. I had a woman down with me, but to me it seemed like she was down to get me. She helped me out in this shit, but to me she was just another bitch. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me. This year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating, robbing little kids for bags, till an old man got behind our ass. So we speeded up the pace, took a look back, and he was right before our face. He be in for a squabble, no doubt, so I swung and hit the nigga in his mouth. He was going down, we figured, but this wasn't no ordinary nigga. He stood about 6 or 7 feet. Now that's the nigga I be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on him, dropping them motherfucking bees on him. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared, and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as fuck on the streets. My hands were all bloody from punching on the concrete. Goddamn, homie, my mind is playing tricks on me.
Sometimes I'll be in cops, critics, and punks. Never ever want to see me in power. Well, that's too bad. Apocalypse Now, I'm back and I'm mad. We're coming, you're running, cold and cunning. Ice-T on the mic, top gunning. After your neck, checking respect, making you sweat. Rhyme syndicate, boy, it affects the rap motivated teacher talker. Now rhyme stalker, we're thrilling. So we're the chilling, the hit off of getting louder than a shotgun. You don't want none. Rhyme Pays was the name of the album. But that was number one. This is number two. The posse grew, we're gonna break through. Somebody, line up the suckers who refuse to recognize the truth. Tie up the punks who refuse to understand the youth. My posse's growing and it's getting larger every day. Detroit, Chi-Town, Pittsburgh, Houston, L.A. Come on, come on, come on, toys. Let's play. Circle the calendar. Perpetrator Doomsday. Ice T, fool, man of my own, full grown. I cause havoc when I speak upon the microphone. I'm outspoken, no joking. Get in my face, your jaw will get broken. Laying it, saying it, then you're playing it. Lyrics so heavy that you might try weighing it. Hated by many, but I hate them back. Love my truth, but you know where it's at. You might like, you might think I'm whack, but don't step to me, cause the boys stay strapped. I'm taking no shorts, I'm hating the courts, I'm hating the judges. Punk PAs with the personal grudges. I hate the clubs that think with their butts. No hats, jeans, sneakers, no what? No beavers, no gold. Yo, kiss my ass. We'll wait and see who gets the last laugh. We'll have the power. Like pussy, she knows she got it, she doesn't worry, does she? Spending your cash, leaving you in the trash. Why your little head's thinking they gone in a dash? They got it, know it, that's why they show it. The power of sex, and man could overthrow it, he'd be king in a day. No way, we get rich, hard, give it away. We're weak, and as we speak, the girls are hawking, sizing me up straight out as I'm talking. You gotta have control if you want the goal. I don't wanna be alone like Stallone, so I
keep my mind thinking about the green and stop dwelling on the in-between. I got power, 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 power. I'm on a mission, macking hard as a hammer. You take my picture, I might take your camera. My posse, my move, and they move fast. A fool who could be a punk's last ain't no criminal, although I used to be. Ain't no new jack, rapping ain't new to me. I've been making records on wax since 1982. Now it's 1988, finally I'm coming through. That after the 6 years, I'm making okay jams. But now I'm mad, here comes the body slam. Turning out concerts, house in the industry. Loving all the fly girls, screaming for iced tea. Rolling with the syndicate, my unstoppable battalion. 38 solid gold, my medallion. Gaining velocity, momentum and energy. Ice capital T, boy, I got power. Power, power. Power, power, power. So you say that I'm a fake, fake. You really must be a fool. I've been in gym a time since you have probably been in school. Shot at, hit. See my buddies killed. That's the foundation upon the rest of I see a bill. I say what I think. The system does think. Money you walk, you short, you're writing from the clink. Come on, what's up? You know the laws are full of bull. Prey on the lame, release goes with pull. Power. I know you wanna try it, well check it out. Money can buy it, control and mold the world to do your wishing. The knowledge, the power is mine, so just listen. Money controls the world and that's it. And once you got it, then you can talk shit. Power, power, power. You'll have the power, power, power. Power, power, power. You'll have the power. I got the power.
Yeah.
Yes, told you. I was right. You guys witnessed that Kitty was right.
Yes.
Announce the songs, please.
All right.
No, I'm just kidding.
So, we started this wonderful set with Kitty's pick of Ghetto Boys. My mom playing tricks on me. And I went with what you just did right now. After that was Power by Ice-T. After that was Killer Man by Gasoline. And rounding up that little set was Loser by The Bastards. Now, we're going to talk...
Weed segment.
We're going to talk a little bit about the herbalness of weed and how much we like it and its uses and its, you know, properties and stuff like that. Just so you know, just because we smoke it does not mean we are experts at it.
I never said I did.
Okay.
I will plead the fifth.
We are making that disclaimer right now. We are just talking out of our ass.
What is the fear with the disclaimer?
Because we don't want to be held accountable for anything we say, especially now that we're high. So
I never said I was. I'm pleading the fifth.
All right, you can plead the fifth all you want, but I'm saying for myself.
Okay, for yourself. Yeah, for myself. For yourself.
So without much further ado, here's our weed segment with Kitty.
Anarchy. I should have a different name for the weed segment. It should be like Rasta Kitty or...
Rasta Kitty?
Rasta Kitty. It's the Rasta Kitty segment, man. I don't know what have reggae music.
Yeah, I don't listen to reggae, so you need to get that then.
Do you have any reggae drums? Just play it in the background really low and while I do my weed segment.
Yes, in the background.
It'll be... I want to do this segment as like educational and informative, historical and political, but all having to do with weed. What do you think?
Ganj, man. Oh, there we go.
All right. Welcome to the weed segment with Rasta Kitty, man. So, news. Historical news. Back in 1941, Henry Ford, as in the inventor of cars, thought up of a weed car, and they actually had made it, and it would have saved a lot of natural energy sources because it could drive off, get this, alcohol from like apples, weeds, sawdust, almost anything. Every bit of vegetable matter was going to be fermented, and so it would have saved a lot of stuff. They actually have like the whole thing is made out of weed, but that I think that's a different car. I think this one is actually for the power of the car. Obviously, weed has a bad reputation and connotation. I don't want us to talk about it, but this is just history. He actually, because back when weed wasn't so controversial, then it was actually thought of as like a possible energy source, a possible, you know, fabric, robe, different things, and it's easy to grow.
Well, you know, not to
supposedly
break your stride real quick, but hemp usage has been around for like ages, and it was never frowned upon until maybe the 1900s. Because the plastic was coming in, that was a new thing, and it was in a petroleum-based product. So what ended up happening is these people started to lobby that marijuana was a bad drug. They even went as far as saying that it made Mexicans hysterical, it made Jew hysterical. Like that.
Why certain? Oh, because they were racist. Huh?
They wanted to show that it was a minority disease. Just like with cocaine was the black man's drug. You know, black men would get crazy on the drug because the same thing with weed. That black man or Mexican man would get crazy and start raping white women. You know, that's how they would spread the fear. That's how, you know, it became illegal. You know, just like with heroin, they used to say Asians were really, you know, would come and eat you or whatever. But still, go ahead with your point.
That was it. Thank you for informing me, because I had just learned about this. I was watching, because I don't have cable, but like on channel like 57 or something like that, they actually have like a half hour segment of like weed news. Like just they have like a thing on like
legislation that's coming up, and then, or they'll have something historical, and then they'll have something else. So that's what kind of gave me the idea to bring it into here.
There's a journal. Well, there's a little street rag right through where I live, called the Journal of Medical Education for Medical Marijuana, mm-hmm. called GEM. What a nice name, GEM. I always think of that TV show.
The cartoon?
Yeah, the cartoon.
GEM and the Hologram.
GEM and the Holograms. But it tells you the usages of it and stuff like that. Now, I was watching other TV shows, and you know, there's people who are for it as for medical use, and it does have its medicinal properties. But then you got the naysayers who say it's bad for you. And the one thing I do tend to believe is I think marijuana has more carcinogens in it than if you smoke it through a pipe or through a bong. I think to me the best way to get high would probably do edibles or a vaporizer.
Edibles,
because if you're burning it, you're pretty much inhaling all that crap, you know. Or when you're lighting it up, you know,
What is the name of that magazine?
It's called GEM, Journal for the Education of Medical Marijuana.
Oh, J with the, yeah, or J. Yeah, you do spell it like GEM, huh?
Yeah. No, J, not G.
J, you spell it like GEM, like the cartoon, because I was spelling it like GEM, like a gem. Oh my God, the first thing that comes up when I click in, I mean, like when I entered it on the search, is GEM and the Hologram.
Oh my gosh, you know what? That's the first thing you just see when you input GEM, medical marijuana. GEM and the Holograms is the first thing that comes up on the Google.
Even with the medical marijuana words in it. So, okay. Crazy. Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, I smoke it and don't care. Who knows? Who cares, you know? It's not like I don't tell my employers what I do on my off time. That's the one thing that I never understood is how people will willingly add their employee, add their coworkers, or add their bosses to their Facebook this other stuff. I mean, would you ever do that?
No.
I mean, I never do that. What about you?
Well, I don't.
Jeremy.
The weird thing to me is you. The weird thing is when your boss friend requests you.
That's weird.
Oh yeah,
and you're like, fuck no, and that is awkward because obviously they know that you're denying them. But yeah, I mean, who the hell would want to have their boss,
their,
especially the shit that I post on Facebook.
Exactly. You know, there was a there's this page called, I don't know if you ever heard it, called lamebook.com, and it just takes these people send in random Facebook status updates or conversations. And the ones I see that I read sometimes are the ones from people saying, oh, I'm fucking bored at work. And the boss would be on there. I'm calling them out. Okay, number one, why are you on Facebook? You should be working. Number two, go start looking for a second job. You're fired. He'll fire him over Facebook. He's like, okay, number one, I would never do that. I would never have my boss. That's just dumb. I think I accepted a friend request from an old boss of mine. And even then, I was reluctant. I was like, I'm not going to add this guy. Why am I going to add him for? He doesn't need to know what the fuck I do Saturday through Sunday or Monday, you know, when I live my life. When I'm there for those 8 hours, that's all he needs to know about me. They don't need to know that I like to pee on people, you know, or I like roaches coming out of my anus or something. You know, they don't need to know none of that shit.
He said roaches up your butt. It's like a crawl-on.
Yeah, roaches out of my anus. My landlady, she's kind of a slumlord, so we have roaches, and they're like, it literally, one came out of the toilet today. I was like, this is disgusting.
That's
I thought they were going to fumigate.
Yeah, they were supposed to fumigate, like, last week, but the guy came on Monday,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't know that. And I called, I thought she said Tuesday, and so now we have to wait. I think not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
You were saying at first that's a fetish.
Me too.
No, coming out of your ass.
Roaches going up your butt.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, that is a lot of work. That's the one thing. You know what? Roaches, that is my one fear that I fucking hate. If I was to die with roaches around me, I would freak out. Like, roaches just freak me out. The big ones, the small ones, I don't care.
Don't become homeless.
You know, knock on wood. I'm not going to become homeless. I have to live with those fucking things.
And GEM, it's called LaGEM, L-A, space. Well, I have a link on the Facebook thing, but it says the Los Angeles Journal for Education on Medical Marijuana. It's LAJEMMM.com.
Yeah.
It's, I think I mumbled one too many M's. Two M's.
I can get that at the liquor store down the street. Like, it's funny when I'll get lit up, I'll go to Astro Burger, get a burger, go across the street, get a bag of chips.
I like Astro Burger. They have vegetarian chili fries.
Actually, I still get those. And those are still pretty goddamn good. I like vegetarian.
Crazy. I would not have thought about that. Well,
go figure. Yeah, so I would never, you know, I would never have my fucking bosses or anybody I'm going to be employed. If they ask me, I'll be like, you know what? I mean, but really, does your boss need to know what you do 24/7? No. What about you know what? You know what's really weird is when they ask you, do you have a Facebook page when you're applying somewhere?
Hell no, they ask.
Yeah.
No, that's really weird.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, I haven't heard that either.
I applied for
maybe
a job.
Maybe Dave's lying.
No, no. I applied for a job at a medical marijuana store right off of Melrose, right where I live.
Oh, I know why then. Because they post a lot of stuff on Facebook.
And they said if I had a Facebook page, and I was like, I declined to stay. And I said, realistically, I like to keep my personal life personal.
Oh, my God.
And
you got all crazy.
You know,
dude, but they're asking just because if you're already paying in a medical marijuana place, you know they're going to be kicked back. They're not going to be, like, all crazy.
Doesn't have a Facebook page? Like, that's a stupid question.
Yeah. I mean, but a lot of people probably, I mean, a lot of people will look up your name on Facebook. That's like, I'm glad I have, like, a different, I put my name different so that way they don't find me. You know, and I always post a picture of me that's me, but not really me. You know, I don't need that hassle of a prospective employer looking at my Facebook page and knowing what I do. I keep everything private. Keep your shit private. You know,
I don't check even out post Google stuff on Plus. Facebook either.
Google Plus. I tried adding that, and I
Google Plus actually handles this situation very well.
Really,
you create circles. And you decide who's in what circle.
Oh, my God.
And so when you post something, you can just say, just my friend's circle. And so only your friends that you know are cool will see those posts.
Ah. So you realistically...
You could choose who sees what.
There's much better control over who sees what.
And you know what's funny? When I left MySpace... Because I remember when I first started, this whole social networking shit was with Friendster.
Yeah, I remember.
And then I moved on to MySpace, and MySpace was like the big shit. Then all of a sudden, Facebook, like, I got into Facebook. I signed up for a Facebook account when it came out, and I was just like, you know what? Never really did much with it. Didn't know how to use it.
Remember
and
Friendster?
Then, yeah, we just talked about that right now.
You just mentioned that.
Yeah, that, you know,
that's one that went nowhere.
Yeah, that was easy to work.
Well, it's because they had huge growth, and it got to the point where their servers were completely unresponsive.
Oh, they grew too fast.
And then Facebook came around, and it was just people were like, fuck Friendster because it doesn't work. They all go through the same thing, and I'm starting to notice a lot of bugs with Facebook now.
Yeah.
Like certain things that I should be able to do that are buggy. And yeah, I almost feel like Facebook is like starting to tip over that scale.
It's funny because like that's what I was thinking. When's the next big thing? Because
what's the Google
know,
thing called?
Google Plus,
and right now it's invite only. But there was just a huge interest in it when
now,
it came out.
You can have a Google Plus account if you have a Gmail account, right? Or no?
No, you have to be invited. But if you know anybody with a Google Plus account, I guess it's unlimited invites.
Oh.
So I have a Google Plus
account.
That's
even more control in a way.
Well, the reason Google does it
with
is because...
people versus spammers?
No, it's based on the fact that it's still considered beta software.
Oh.
So they're trying to limit the scope by doing it invite only.
And you know, the one thing I'm noticing with Facebook, there's a lot of spam on that shit now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's filled with ads and
it's like those stupid videos. You don't. Yeah, I hate when my family clicks on or family or friends who click on those videos. Look at the spider that's coming out of a person's hand. They'll click on that video and it'll just infect everybody else who was around them. If you open it up, it takes you to a bunch of surveys to actually see the video that doesn't really exist.
Mm-hmm. Like the one, like I can't believe that the dad wrote something on the wall and the girl killed herself.
Yeah, or that look at this chick while she's caught doing something while dad walks in. And it's just like, you want to see the video? Like I was like about to click. I was like, wait a minute. That sounds a lot like spam. I was like, all right, I'm not going to do that. you know.
Because who describes it like that?
Yeah. Oh, I got a friend requested by a fucking by a dating site that has masked as a girl. I was just like, no way. I don't even know who the fuck you're. You're way too hot to be talking to me. Number one, and number two, I don't. You have we have no mutual friends whatsoever. So,
oh, true that.
You know, it's like, what do you randomly see me somewhere on the in the Wilshire area? You know, so that is just the way it is. Man, cool. This is a long ass race.
Oh, it's just a bunch of songs put together. So
no, yeah, he's been playing.
You
yeah,
can end it at any time you wish.
Ah. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's end this shit. Let's get on to some business. You went out on Friday. You need to... We talked about
it
last
week. Yeah, I want
the
full story.
Yeah, we talked about it last Tuesday.
Because we're
going to
get
show.
Your perspective, and then, you know, next time Love Bite is on, we're going to get the other side.
Yeah, so you went out with Nancy and Dr. Rossi.
No, I went out with Nancy.
Oh, you just went out with Nancy. Mm-hmm. Dr. Rossi was at home.
Actually, I saw her, but she didn't join us for the whole entire night.
Oh, okay.
So we did some love incense making class.
Huh? Really? You went to a class?
Yes. Yeah. We all of
wow,
us.
Wow, it was like a full-on, like, planned-out date and shit. That's cool.
And then Nancy and I went to eat sushi.
All right, hold on.
At a restaurant, not each other's.
What is this class you're talking about? What love incense making? What is that?
You make incense, but with the intent of... For love, you add all the different ingredients.
So that way,
what are you laughing at, Germs?
I don't understand. Like, one of the ingredients is love.
No, with different ingredients that attract love.
Oh, so like,
I had a cheat sheet. Like, it said like what different, like cinnamon was on there, lavender was on there.
Oh, like different herbs and different spices.
Yeah, and some of them are like used to like. Attract love, and some of them, like, there's this one oil that oil of chango, I think, something like that.
Oil factory.
No, and he's like a god that's stimulus. Like the love god that's kind of like the like not prom- they didn't say promiscuous, they said kind of just like he likes adventure and love.
So
and
did it make you feel sexy and like you wanted?
Well, actually,
love?
I bought a cauldron, but. Dr. Rossi still has it, so I can't really burn it yet.
Oh,
I burned some there. Yeah,
oh,
kind
there?
Of, yeah.
So you're supposed to burn that when you have your said date over or before you go out?
No, no, no. Just whenever you want to, like, kind of get help in that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, because you'll have the essence on you.
Well, I don't know if it's the smell thing. It's kind of like
I think it would be.
It's like a pheromone.
Yeah.
No, it's not pheromone. It's like, because it was at House of Intuition. And they, it's kind of like a spiritual thing. Like you have your spirit kind of guide you in that. Well, right. You guys are asking about it. I wasn't going to tell you all that detail, but. Right.
So you guys ate sushi, but not each other's sushi.
Right.
Where'd you go eat sushi?
I don't remember.
Did you guys share sushi at least?
Yes.
What neighborhood were you in?
I believe I was in West Hollywood.
Hollywood. Geisha House? No, that's Hollywood.
I don't know. There's a bunch of places there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was pretty good. They had crunch roll. They didn't bring me the edamame miso soup.
Okay.
All right.
So far, not sexy, but okay.
And then, after sushi.
Oh, he's all asking.
So what happened after sushi?
Tell us about the incense.
Yeah.
Huh?
What happened after sushi?
Then we went to the pleasure chest.
Ah,
I've been to that place.
Two stories.
Yeah, it's a. It's a full-blown warehouse.
They had a skirt there. I kind of wanted to get it, but I didn't want to get it. I didn't want to get it.
Wow, why did you check it out?
So what kind of vibrator did you get?
I texted it to you. It's like some French name. Yeah. Le Nouveau.
Yeah?
Mimi?
And what's the feature set on this device?
Ask me how much it was.
How much was it?
I guess how much it was. I'll do it like that.
$80.
Exactly $80. I told you, huh?
No. I just guessed if it was the first somewhat one I got, of a quality.
The first one I got was $15 one, and she's like the person that helped us there, like, she was really cool, and she was like, oh, like, this, like, it'll probably last you maybe like a year, like, at most, but it'd be like
nice
break
upsell.
Often.
Yeah. Here, get this one instead. This will last you a long time.
Quality device.
And they kind of, but once you see like the quality ones, when you see the like cheap ones that are on the wall, like you're like, oh, because the other ones are all nice.
Well, the quality ones, like half of it is presentation, right? Like,
yeah, it has a little box.
They look modern and they're all smooth.
They're all
and,
soft. Yeah.
They're rechargeable.
They're rechargeable and mine's fully immersible.
Oh. Wow. For those who like
bathtub
to,
action.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how is it?
I thought I was going to use it right away, and I was like, okay, I'm going to use it.
Oh, yeah?
You haven't used it? Have
hold
it?
On, hold on. You need to charge it first.
Oh. that's unfortunate.
So I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like, maybe it's God, because you know how like they tell you like in Catholic catechism that you're not supposed to. Like, maybe God's just like, lightning, what if lightning strikes me when I'm gonna like finally probably go not for it? So I tried it a little bit in the shower. It was all right. Like I could still feel it tingling after, but I just did for a little bit.
So you haven't gone like.
Yeah, full force. No, I haven't had time.
What do you mean you haven't had time? You don't do nothing all day.
Yes, I do. You don't know my life.
You don't know me.
You don't know me.
You're not out there saving the world. You're actually on disability.
You got plenty of vibrator time.
Don't be airing out my dirty laundry.
Damn.
Your employment's gonna run out.
That's good. Yes, if you need us some money, we're gonna set up a PayPal account.
So now that you know our situation, PayPal account.
This is
moment.
All we have.
Oh my god!
So you haven't had time. That's something you need to make. You don't
hey,
need to make
you don't know
that.
If I've been getting it live or not.
Hey, so what about? But what, how'd the rest of the night go? Was novice Nancy?
She showed me. She showed me the strap on she would use if she would use it on me.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you think?
It's one you put inside you first.
So it's like.
So it's double the pleasure.
Oh, okay.
Some DP action. Right
so was there
what's
any? That? Was oh, there any pleasure? Soft caresses?
No, or? No.
Really? I expected more.
Really? It was just our first date.
Oh. Okay.
Right?
What are you, an old-fashioned woman?
It's just our first date. No, only hand-holding.
She has to court you first?
Yeah. Does she ask? Does
and
she
then
to,
maybe I'll remove my, what are those, pantaloons?
Your pantaloons. is she going to go to your mom and talk to her? It's like, yeah, I want to date your daughter.
Old
can't
school
we date?
Fucking Godfather Part 2. Shit. Date my family first and then.
No.
We didn't scissor, sorry.
No scissor sisters?
No scissor sisters yet.
It could have happened, you know, if you just would have dropped those
so does pantaloons. That mean, does that mean there will be a second date? Or?
I would go on a second date.
So is date? This your first experience, like,
yes,
officially, like,
yes,
exploring that
yes
avenue?
Yes.
That's cool. So what do you think?
I like it. It's like I feel more comfortable. Like I'm not as nervous as I would with a guy.
Yeah?
Because when I like a guy, like, I get really nervous. Like, I'll even feel like throwing up.
Wow.
like fucking the dude on South Park?
Yes. I've cried before.
Really?
Yes. If I like someone, like, a lot, like, and I'm not sure if they like me, and I like them a lot, like, I've cried before.
You just start crying?
I start freaking
in
out.
In front of them?
I'm like, no! Oh, hell no!
That'd be cool if
you wait till after. No, you wait till after, right. And you're just like, oh my god, I hope he likes me.
At any point in time, do these guys ever know you like them, or?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they didn't take action on it?
Yeah. No, I was, actually, I was like that with Red. Like, I, like, wanted to throw up. Wow. I really liked him.
Wow.
And I was with him for 3 years.
To the point where you wanted to barf.
I was, yeah, it was. What's his name?
So was the next date set, or are you trying to play it cool? Like, oh, I'm not going to call.
Are you going
to be frisky about it?
I've called. I mean, I texted her because I was going to go take a class there yesterday, but I didn't. So I don't know.
Was she into it? Did you get any signs? Was there chemistry?
She had mentioned, well, I guess you guys will say like, oh, why didn't you go for it? But you never know what happened because she's just like, oh, like, you have to let me know how he tries it out, or do you want me to try it out on you?
Nice. Right.
That's a friend helping a friend right there.
So then all you have to do is lay back and relax.
So she
actually, I haven't used it. That could still be a possibility.
She's into the, she, she's into being the subordinate. Can you be the dominant?
Cause I always thought if I were ever going to do that, I could do the the S.
Yeah, I could
say this part.
You know what? I think you are more of a dominant than you are a submissive, because
I hate being submissive.
As
that's true.
Yeah, you're when you're with a guy, you're pretty.
What?
Your way or the highway.
Ah,
that is.
So
love me for who I am, or hate me.
That's the confusing part for me, though. She showed you the strap on that she would use on you.
Mm-hmm.
But wouldn't you be using it on her if the position was dominant to subordinate and she's the sub? Or since it's double-sided, it doesn't matter.
I have double standards right now. I don't know if I'll always feel like that, because Dr. Rossi said something like, if you don't give it... What did she say? She said it last week. If you don't give it, you don't deserve to get it. And right now, like, I would get it, but I don't think I would give it.
Hmm.
So I don't know if she would still want to, but I don't know if that would change. But right now I'm like not ready to.
Well, it's stuff that you know, you got to do it at your own pace. You just can't do it. Like, you just can't go.
Exactly.
I think Nancy would be accommodating for that. She realizes that this is your first kind of exploration into this side of your sexuality. So, yeah, she'll be cool with that. Right.
What should our second date be? Or should I invite her? Or what's you guys' tips? Like, do I call her? Do I text her? Do I just keep it cool?
I would not take her to go make love incense, number one. I would just hang out. Go somewhere and hang out.
You should find an S&M club here in L.A.
Oh, we should go to a club. Then I could get that skirt I wanted.
Maybe you can try it. You can do something that you've always wanted to do. Because she seems like she would be a really good teacher. You know, to teach, show you, you know, what's up and what not.
Oh.
You know, help you explore some of the things you want to do.
Or why don't you? I don't know what her living situation is, but sometimes that second date's always nice when you just kind of hang out at someone's house or whatever. You guys can make dinner together. And
you can have wine. You can have non-alcoholic beer.
And then
here we go. Got to air out my dirty laundry again, right? Freaking A.
Crack open some marijuana.
Yeah, marijuana drink.
Does she smoke? I don't think she does.
I don't think she does.
Well, she may drink wine, or
she definitely drinks wine.
Mm.
Give her some of the good stuff.
Take her a nice bottle of wine.
There you go.
Mm. And does she like red wine or white wine?
I have no clue. They brought some kind of like girly rosé,
like Chablis.
Yeah, like they brought that one.
Chablis.
I don't know what that is, but yeah.
It's just a pink wine. It's like, no man should drink that pink wine.
Right.
This is not pink champagne. That's even worse, no?
So, now the ball is your court, Love Bite.
Okay.
Let us know your side of the story.
Okay.
I hope it's juicier than what she said.
Yeah.
I really do. Sorry, fellas, but this one's still exploring.
Next date.
Next date.
You guys will be...
We'll be ready to go.
Knuckle deep.
You guys will be officially scissor sisters.
Scissor sisters.
And on that happy note, this is Verbal Vomit. We'll be back after this block of wonderful music.
Arab. I'm dead. I'm the stranger killing an Arab.
As hungry as can be. Oh, Lordy, how I wish, Mama, you could keep the baby quiet, 'cause my head's killing me. I seen my ex last night, Mama, at a dance at Miller's store. He was with that Jackie White, Mama. I killed them both, and they're buried under Jenkins' sycamore. Don't you think I'm psycho, Mama? You can pour me a cup. If you think I'm psycho, Mama, better let them lock me up. Don't hand the dog to me, Mama. I might squeeze him too tight. And I'm as nervous as can be, Mama. But let me tell you about last night. I woke up in Johnny's room, Mama, standing right by his bed, with my hands near his throat, Mama, wishing both of us was dead. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I just killed Johnny's pup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You better let him lock me up. You know the little girl next door, Mama, I think her name is Betty Clark. Oh, don't tell me that she's dead, Mama. Why, I just seen her in the park. She was sitting on a bench, Mama, thinking up a game to play. Seems I was holding a wrench, Mama, then my mind walked away. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Didn't mean to break your cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Mama, Mama, why don't you get up? Say something to me, Mama. Mama, why don't you get up?
Hey, Big Duke Wayne. We heard y'all were looking for us MDC boys. Now, just what you fixing to do?
I mean to kill you in 1 minute or see you hanged in Fort Smith at Judge Parker's convenience. Which will it be?
I call that bold talk for a one-eyed fat man.
That sound means.
Yeah, I think we need to change that.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't like it no more?
It doesn't go with the rest of the show, I think.
What kind of a song do you think we should have?
Like a more rockin' song, not
a
like
more rockin' song? Not this one?
Not this one.
It feels like you're just strolling, smoking a joint. What's up, brother? How you doing? Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for listening.
Yes, this has been another episode of Verbal Vomit.
And now we're going to go ahead to the Redwood to see the Mormons.
Yeah.
Next either week, or B Square.
Yeah. Sorry, Labisi couldn't make it in tonight, but they are going to reschedule with us soon. So we'll get back to you on that. Also, next week, be sure to tune into the debut of Below Your Load podcast. That is with myself and my good friend Uber Alice. So we'll be spinning some tunes that the kids might like or might not like. We don't give a shit. We're playing whatever the fuck we feel like. So that's next week. Good night and good day. Stay black, y'all.